Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Yom Daf Hey, and we are starting down on Beis all the way at the end with the last three words, Pirush Ben Beseira, and the article Tzur Sadaf. It's on Hamad Aleph, a little past the halfway mark of the Amud. And today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Mars Merim Sar Basim Yaakov Moshe, Hernish Shama should have an Oliyah. Now we go back to the Mishnah and the Gemara's explanation on it, where it said we have to separate the Kohen Gadol from his house for 7 days before Yom Kippur. And we have a slightly different explanation than what we had before. The Gemara tells us Pirush Ben Beseira, Ben Beseira explains as follows: why does he have to be separated from his house, which we had explained means his wife, Hamad Aleph on top, Shema Yavayal Nida, maybe he's going to end up being bail his wife as a Nida, Vigitcha Kol Sheva, and he's going to be pushed away for 7 days. We have a Mishnah that tells us that if a man is bail a woman who's a Nida, he becomes Tommy just like a Nida, and he's Tommy for 7 days. So if he's bail her within the 7 days before him Kippur, and she's a Nida, so he's going to be Tommy for 7 days, he's not going to be able to do the Avodah. That's why he has to be separate from his house. Ask the Gemara, how could that be? Vishal Chashudan al Nidais, Yidin are Chashud, they're suspected that they're going to be bail a Nida. Why do you suspect this of any Yid, especially the Kohen Gadol? And the answer is Kaitanin Taman. It's like we learned over there, there's a Mishnah in a few places. If a man is having tashmish with a tahar woman, and Amar Loi, she told him, Nitmesi, I became tameh. She realized while they were having tashmish that she became a nida. So Pirush Miyad Chayiv. If he was parish, if he separated from her right away, he's actually Chayiv for being Bayal Anida, Shitziyasai Hana Loi Kibiyasai, because him leaving her, him exiting her, is Hana for him just like going inside of her. Therefore, he actually has to wait till he has an Aver Mace, till he loses his erection, and only then he should pull out of her. The bottom line is we see from here that it's possible to be Mishamish with a Tahira, and in the middle she becomes a nida, and then that would make him a nida, and that's what the suspicion is that might happen to the Kohen Gadol. That's why he has to stay away from his house. Now the Gemara continues. Ashkach Sam returns that you say, Manda Amar Rabbi Yochanan Tzricha Ben Beseira, Manda Amar Ben Beseira Tzricha Rabbi Yochanan. The one who says, meaning according to Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, his explanation of why we need Prisha, he still requires Rabbi Ben Beseira, and Ben Beseira requires Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, we just learn it from the Miluim, just like there's Prisha by Miluim, so there has to be Prisha by Kohen Gadol. And Ben Beseira just gave a different reason, but really both reasons need each other. Because Ilam Rabbi Yochanan Vlaim Rabbi Ben Beseira, if we only said Rabbi Yochanan's reasoning and not Ben Beseira, Havin and Amr, then we would say, Yishamish Mitasoi, let him be Mishamish with his wife, Vyashalay of Lishkas Belhedrin, and then he'll just go and sleep in Lishkas Belhedrin, because that's being Mekayim Prisha, not living in his house. That's why we need this Merab Ben Beseira, who tells us that he cannot live with his wife that week, because maybe he's going to come Tame. And Ilu Ben Beseira, Vilay Rabbi Yechanan, if we only had Ben Beseira, not Rabbi Yechanan, Havin and Amr, then we would say, Yifresh Mitasoi, let him be perished from his bed, meaning let him not have Tashmish with his wife that week, Vyashalay Besech Beseira, but he could still sleep in his house. That's why we need the Merab Yechanan. We also need the Memor Ben Beseira. We keep discussing this room the Mishnah said the Kohen Gadol goes to, which is called Lishkas Belhedrin. The Gemara tells us, Tani Vavabraisa, Kol Shachas Shahayu Mikdash, all the different rooms and chambers of the Beis HaMikdash, Hayu Paturis Ben Mezuzah. They were potter from Mezuzah, because Mezuzah is only on a house, a dwelling place where somebody lives, and no one lives in the Beis HaMikdash. Chotz Mi Lishkas Belhedrin, except for Lishkas Belhedrin, Shehi Dira LeKohen Gadol Shivis Yom Bashana, because that's a place where Kohen Gadol lives 7 days throughout the year, so it's actually Chayiv in Mezuzah. However, Rabbi argues and says, no, afi gzeira gazra leha, that also only has mezuzah because of gzeira. Really, it's pater mezuzah, because it's not considered a beis dira, it's not a place where people live, and the only reason why I put a mezuzah on it is because we don't want him to feel like he's locked up in jail. If he was living in this room for a week and there's no mezuzah on it, he feels like he's stuck in jail. So that's why we put a mezuzah on it, but not because it's chayv in mezuzah. Now we continue discussing these two shitas. The pasuk says, in regards to mezuzah, bisharecha, in your gates. As we say every single day, uchsavtam al mezuzahs beisecha uvisharecha. Now, it's an itani, those who teach in a braisa, prat l'shari harabayas v'azaros. This excludes the gates and azaros of harabayas, and it's an itani l'rabayas. Some say that it's including. Now, manda or prat, Rabbi Yehuda, the one who says it's excluding, it's Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda said that even l'shkas balhedrin, where the Kohen Gadol lives, is not chayv in mezuzah. And manda or l'rabayas, the one who says it's including Rabbanon, that's the Rabbanon, because they say l'shkas balhedrin is chayv in mezuzah. And mela, other gates leading towards l'shkas balhedrin will also be chayv in mezuzah. So Gemara asks, you also on Rabbi Yehuda is saying good. Batam the Rabbanon. What's the source of the Rabbanon? You want to say bisharecha from this pasuk v'chi beis dirahin? Is this considered a beis dira? Lishkas Belhedrin isn't a beis dira, and neither are the other sharim leading to it. So how could you say they're chayv in mezuzah? Now in response to this question, we have a different question, which is going to be the answer. Hasa Rabbi Yisro Rabbon, he asks on this. V'atani, we have a brisa that what does the pasuk bisharecha teach us? L'rabbis shari ha-medina, to include the sharim of a medina. When a person goes into medina, which either be a city or a locale or even a country, any large area inhabited by people, and there's a shar, there's a gate in order to be able to enter, and you can't get in any other way other than through this gate, that's also chayv in mezuzah. Now, v'chi beis dira hein, is that gate a beis dira? Lai, rather, shebahen hein nechnasin lebeis dira. It's because through this gate, that's how people get to the places where they live. So that's why the gate itself is chayv in mezuzah, because it leads to the place where people live. And v'hacha here as well, the beis hamikdash, shebahen hayu nechnasin lebeis dira, people would go through these sha'arim to a beis dira, because the Kohen Gadol does at the end of the day live there for 7 days. So it's considered a beis dira, and the sha'arim as well, leading to Lishkas Belhedrin, are considered leading to beis dira, so they're chayv and mezuzah. Now we continue discussing other places that might be chayv and mezuzah, and the gears of the next two words is chaloinos hamalon, which literally mean the windows of a hotel. It's not really referring to windows, it's talking about the doors going into a hotel. Chayv is mezuzah, or chayv mezuzah. And the chiddush over here is that you might think that a hotel is not a place where people live. If you're traveling from one city to another and you simply weren't able to make it to your destination, so you have to stop off in a hotel, okay, you'll sleep there for the night. But that's not considered a base dira. That's not like a place where we live. No, the chiddush is that it is considered a place where people live, albeit temporarily, and so it's chayv and mezuzah. Another din, chalon shu arba l'arba, a window which is 4x4 amos, shavadim yoshim sham, that the servants sit there, umnifim l'rabbi nehen, and they wave their masters with fans, trying to keep them cool, chayv mezuzah. Those 4x4 entrances or openings are chayv mezuzah, because for the time being, when the servants sit there, that's considered in a way a beis dira. Another din, lulim elu al gav elu, this is basically a series of floors or attics, one on top of another, and the way to access floor 2 is by a hole in the ceiling of floor 1, and the same thing from 2 to 3 and 3 to 4. So there isn't really a doorway, it's really just a hole in the ceiling. Nonetheless, chayv mezuzah is chayv mezuzah, because hein du daras scoop ariyasa, due to the fact that one steps on this one to get to the next one, so that's considered the entrance way that's leading to the next one, and therefore it's chayv mezuzah. And Rabbi Yisa havim mitzdar, d'loy cham lula d'Rabbi Eli, Rabbi Yisa was mitzdar, he was bothered, he was in pain, that he never saw this lul setup of Rabbi Eli, the hava oven min daitun d'chor abonon, because it was made with the das, with the knowledge, or with approval of all the rabbonon, and he was never able to see whether or not it had a mezuzah, so that's why he was mitzdar. And we continue discussing this lishka that the Kohen Gadol was in, lishkas balhedrin, that's what it's called, and Abishol hayakiri isa lishkas balvatin. Abishol would call it lishkas balvatin, and actually Barishan originally hayukarin isa lishkas balvatin. It was called lishkas balvatin. Balvatin means chashuv people, aristocrats, people of elevated status, and that's referring to the Kohen Gadol, who was very chashuv, he was an aristocrat, he was of elevated status, and that's what this room was called. However, achshav now, he incarn isa lishkas palhedrin, it's called lishkas palhedrin, and why is that? Because it's a lashon of, and here we have a slight gears of change, paridasin. That's what palhedrin means, it's like paridasin. What are paridasin? So these are the servants, or the messengers of the king, and they have the ability to carry out the king's command and appoint whom they want to appoint. And so what does it have to do with anything? Mila avida, the following tells us exactly what happened of why it got switched to being called palhedrin. Hey, based on top of the Gemara tells us Barishan by the first base of Mikdash, Shahayu Mashamshen Hu Ubenoi Uben Benoi, that the way that Kohen Gadol worked is that the Kohen Gadol served until he died, and then his son took over, and then his son, and just went from father to son. That's because they were fine, wonderful people, as we're going to soon see. Shimshu Bai Shmoin Asar Kaihanim. There was only 18 Kaihanim Gedolim that served throughout the entire period of the first base of Mikdash, and that stood for 410 years, which means that everyone served for a very long amount of time. Havel B'Sheni by the second base of Mikdash, Aladei Shahayu Neutlam Medamim. Since they were able to buy their way into the Kohen Gadol with money, V'Yasharim some say, Shahayu Hargin Zezebek Shafim, that they would kill each other with black magic. Shimshu Bai Shmoinim Kaihanim. There was 80 Kohanim Gedolim that served over the course of the second base of Mikdash. V'yasharim some say Shmoinim Echler was 81. V'yasharim Shmoinim Shnayim. Some say it was 82. V'yasharim Shmoinim Shleisha. Some say it was 83. V'yasharim Shmoinim Arba. Some say it was 84. V'yasharim Shmoinim Chamisha. Some say it was 85. And don't think these either 80 to 85 Kohanim Gedolim served across the 420 years of the second base of Mikdash. Because Umehen Shimshu Shimon HaTzadik Abraham Shana. Shimon HaTzadik, who served during the second base of Mikdash, he served for a total of 40 years. So really, there's anywhere between 80 and 85 Kohanim Gedolim serving across a 380-year period, and that's because we just said they were able to buy their way into the Kohen Gadol, and that's how we understand this term from the Bon Avraham Beis, that the room was called Lishkas Palhedrin because of Par Idosin, due to the fact that the king, through his messengers, if he was paid off enough money, he was able to say, okay, you're going to be the Kohen Gadol, and just filling this in with a little bit of something from the Bavli, they would die because they would go into the Kodesh Kedoshim, and they weren't Roy, and so they would die, and we'd have to appoint another Kohen Gadol. Now, actually, Bavli says that over the course of the second base of Mikdash, there was more than 300 Kohanim Gedolim, and that fits very well with this explanation that we just gave, that literally every single year they had to have a new Kohen Gadol, because he would go into the Kodesh Kedoshim and Kippur, and then he would die, so they had to appoint a new one. Now, a little bit more about this, Rav Acher Vacha says, Ksiv, the Pasuk tells us, Yiras Hashem Toisef Yomim, the fear of Hashem will add days, Elo Kohanim Shim Shri Bais Rishain, that's referring to the Kohanim Gedolim that served during the first base of Mikdash, and the Pasuk continues, Ushnais Rishayim Tiktsarna, and the years of Rishayim will be cut off, Elo Shim Shri Bin Yasheni, this referring to those that served in the second base of Mikdash. And more about this bribery to become a Kohen Gadol, Ma'aseh Echad Shishilch Biyad Binoi, there was a story with a fellow who sent the following bribe with his son, Shtei Midashal Kasef, two measuring things made out of silver, Malayas Kasef, they were full of silver, and Mechukein Kasef, the part of the measuring thing that's meant to smooth out the measuring cup, that's the Machak, it smooths it out, that was also made out of silver, so that's quite the bribe, worth a lot of money. But then Ubach, another fellow came along, Vishilach Biyad Binoi Shtei Midashal Zahav, he sent two measures of gold, Malayas Zav full of gold, Mechukein Zav, and that which smooths out the measure was made out of gold. So he one-upped him. And Amr, they said, using the following following expression, kafa hasiach sa menorah, the siach means the donkey, it turned the menorah, the lamp over. This has to do with a time where there was unscrupulous judges. Two litigants came to this judge. One of them gave him a menorah, a lamp, as a present. That's a bribe. So he paskined for him. So next day, the other litigant came and gave him a siach, a donkey, which was more valuable. So he paskined for the other one. And so people said, look at that. The donkey came and kicked over the lamp. So it's the same thing. If you give a better bribe than the other guy, you're going to win. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss differences between the first and second base of Mikdash, specifically why they were destroyed. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.